Welcome once again to our Everyday English program. I would like to devote today's lesson to two requests made by our listeners. The first has to do with the use of words like
each one, everyone,
and so on. The listener would like to know what personal pronouns are used with these words. Is each singular or plural? Is it masculine or feminine? Do we say,
each one should bring his own lunch?
Or,
each one should bring their own lunch?
Before we come to these complicated examples, let us look at much simpler ones. We say,
John brought his own lunch.
John brought his own lunch. John is masculine. It is followed later on in the sentence by the masculine pronoun his. We wouldn't expect to hear,
John brought her own lunch.
Nor would we expect this to be correct.
Ajo brought his own lunch.
These are fairly simple cases. They involve gender agreement in English. A feminine personal pronoun looks back to a feminine noun, and a masculine pronoun looks back to a masculine noun. There is a second type of pronoun agreement in English. This is also fairly simple and fairly widely known. Listen to this sentence.
They brought their own lunch.
They brought their own lunch. Their looks back to plural they.
Kofi and Ajo brought their own lunch.
Kofi and Ajo brought their own lunch. There looks back to plural Kofi and Ajo. These are fairly simple sentences too. A problem arises when we use words like
each, everyone,
each one, every person.
These words can be construed as either masculine or feminine. So, do we use a feminine pronoun or a masculine one? Secondly, these words can be used as singular nouns as well as plural ones. This is what I mean.
Each one brought his own lunch.
Each one brought his own lunch. Here the presumption is that the word each refers to individuals who are all male.
Each one brought her own lunch.
Here the presumption is that the individuals referred to by each are either girls or women or both. But then, suppose the group of people referred to by each include men and women. Do we say,
each one brought his lunch?
Or,
each one brought her lunch.
Each one brought her lunch. Each one brought his lunch. Neither sentence would reflect the true situation, would it? Both are correct, all right, but they do not report the facts accurately. Until relatively recently, Kofi's sentence would have done the job, since the masculine form was supposed to be the neutral term.
Each one brought his lunch.
But these days, the feminists would object to being referred to by the wrong gender pronoun. For this reason, it has become customary to use the plural form their, which is also neutral with respect to gender.
Everyone brought their own lunch.
Everyone brought their own lunch. Observe that words like each, every, and their compounds are logically singular as well as plural. Each means all of the lot.
Everyone brought their own lunch.
An alternative to this construction is to use both masculine and feminine pronouns and link them with the word all. Something like this.
Everyone brought his or her own lunch.
Each one brought his or her own lunch.
Our listener wanted to know whether it was okay to say,
each one brought their own lunch.
Everyone brought their own lunch.
The answer to the question is yes. Now we turn to the expression,
go slow,
which another listener inquired about. The expression has often been used in this country to refer to heavy vehicular traffic. Thus, for example, we hear sentences like this.
I was 2 hours late for work because of the go slow.
The intended meaning being,
I was 2 hours late for work because of the heavy traffic.
Another example of this use of the expression is,
they had to drive several miles west in order to avoid the go slow.
Unfortunately, the expression go slow has nothing to do with heavy vehicular traffic. It refers to
a type of industrial protest in which workers intentionally work more slowly than usual.
That is go slow. For example,
the drivers' branch of the workers' union voted to adopt go slow tactics to press home their demand for reduction of duty on spare parts.
This is an example of the normal use of go slow. Another expression for go slow is
work to rule.
This is a verb used to describe industrial action.
To work to rule is to adopt a go slow tactic.
Workers work strictly according to the rules laid down for doing the work so as to cause delay.
Thank you both. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Remember to tune in tomorrow. Till then, it's goodbye from us.